AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There will be no changes in Brussels, at least for the time being.
Je confirme, comme j'ai pu l'indiquer hier.
That's the Belgian Prime Minister announcing the terror alert in Brussels will remain at its highest level, at least through tomorrow. There are worries about a Paris-like attack, with one suspect in the attacks in France last seen crossing into Belgium. Officials in Brussels have kept much of the city shut down over the weekend. French police have issued a new appeal to identify the third man involved in the attacks at the National Stadium last week. National police posted a photo of the man on Twitter, asking the public for any information that would help identify him. The man was among three people who died in the attacks outside the stadium. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul thinks the Paris attackers must have used some kind of encryption technology.
A complex, sophisticated, coordinated attack involving eight attackers and a wide conspiracy of others. How did that go under the radar? The only rationale explanation I have is that they were using these dark platforms.
McCaul was on CBS's Face the Nation. In Malaysia, President Obama says Americans should not overreact to the attacks in Paris.
Our way of life is stronger. We have more to offer. We represent 99.9% of humanity, and that's why we should be confident that we'll win.
The president says the most powerful tool Americans have over the Islamic State group is to say, we're not afraid. A Southwest Airlines flight from Indianapolis to Los Angeles had to be diverted to Kansas City. Authorities say several passengers were being unruly. No other details were released. The FBI says three passengers were detained for questioning. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been sentenced in Iran to an unspecified prison term following his conviction last month on charges that include espionage. His lawyer told the AP she's not been informed of the verdict. This is AP Radio News. Katniss and PETA are back. The latest Hunger Games movie is number one at the box office.
You're still trying to protect me. Real or not real?
Real. That's what you and I do. Keep each other alive.
Mockingjay Part 2 is the fourth and final movie of the Hunger Games series. It brought in more than $100 million on opening weekend, but that is the lowest opening take of the four Hunger Games movies. Only 34 movies in history have opened at over $100 million. The red carpet is out at the Microsoft Center in Los Angeles for tonight's American Music Awards.
Baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad love.
So no bad blood with Taylor Swift. She leads the field with six nominations. Ed Sheeran and The Weeknd have five nominations each. The fan-voted show airs live on ABC. Performers include Carrie Underwood, Coldplay, Ariana Grande, and Selena Gomez. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.